Hey, Mr. Michael, if you could please continue. We'll call the committee back to order. Mr. Michael?
Mr. Chairman, Section 11 is the provision on using surplus increment to deal with foreclosure situations, and that is the Senate provision. And let's see, we covered Sections 12 and 13, which brings us up to Section 14, which I'll let Mr. Sylvia cover, because the following provisions are largely Senate, mostly the Senate versions of these provisions.
Mrs. Sylvia?
Mr. Chair, Section 14 allows an extension for the City of Oakdale to establish TIF districts. The extension is from 2013 to 2017, essentially a four-year extension, and also provides an exemption to the blight test for certain parcels that are aligned in Subdivision 2A. Section 15 allows an extension of the duration limit of tax increment financing district number 1G, containing the former Met Center property, through December 31st, 2038. Absent an extension, the district would be required to decertify in 2018. Section 16, I should note, Mr. Chair, the effective date is from the House version, which does require that the governing bodies of the City of Bloomington, Hennepin County, and Independent School District, their compliance is required. Section 16 extends the duration limit of tax increment financing district number 1I, containing the Bloomington Central Station property, through December 31st, 2038. Absent an extension, this district would be required to be decertified in 2031. Section 17 allows the creation or Dakota County Community Development Authority to create a tax increment financing district. It could also be considered an extension of an existing district. The district would be required to terminate no longer than December 31st, 2027, could be viewed as a 15-year extension of an existing tax increment financing district. Section 18 extends the five-year rule for a particular TIF district in the City of Brooklyn Park, TIF District number 23, that extends it through July 1st, 2013.
Okay, questions to the Ortman motion to pass Article 4? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Item next, Article 5.
I don't want to ever go back.
Okay.
Come on. I'm not going down there. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, we're back in one session.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah? How'd I vote? Oh. I guess we're going. Okay, we have Senator Ortman moves Article 5, estate taxes. Mr. Michael?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Article 5 contains the estate tax provisions, which, if you will recall, neither bill had these provisions in it, but the House passed House File 2690, and these provisions represent the estate tax provisions that were in House File 2690. The Senate has very similar provisions. Most of these provisions came from the Department of Revenue bills, and so the Senate has very similar provisions in their policy and technical bill, which is at, I believe, at the Senate desk. I won't go through all of these provisions in detail, but essentially the recommendations from the Department of Revenue that relate to providing clarification and appropriate administrative provisions for the new small business and farmland exemptions that were enacted by the 2011 legislature. For example, they specify the due dates, payment dates, and filing requirements for various returns related to that, and in addition, enact a number of clarifying changes in the definitions for the property that qualifies
for
those exemptions. And with that, I'll conclude, unless people have members have questions.
Thank you for concluding. Senator Ortman renews her motion on Article 5. Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. I hope you go present a motion on the game and fish fees. That'll be 3 hours.
We'll be back. And next time, we're not going to have any interruptions.
Okay.
Keep your fingers crossed. Okay.
Promises.
Really?
We
promises.
Can pass out Article 6. We won't start. So we're in temporary recess. We won't start again until the senators are back for Article 6. But let's get that passed out.
So far, if I do, if I want to, I want to do, I want to do thank you because the job's not going to be better than state tax.
You're going to do all three of them.
Okay.
This one is, so they're going to, I thought you would do one or the other.
Is it a thank you or is it a good move?
This is the one where.
That's the one that allows the person.
Did the tour test for the
you would do
that. I'm waiting for you to finish.
Well, as soon as I heard that phone ring, I said I quit.
Federal representatives.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's the house district. Yeah, tell Brian essentially what it is. It's
out of bounds.
Okay.
So that's why we can do this and have a zero on the spreadsheet. And then this.
Joel, who's got Article 6? Public finance?
Subdivision 3 program.
193B. Okay. All right. We have to read it.
Article 1?
Yep.
What was wrong with Article 1?
I don't know.
You know what? I don't know if I have a spreadsheet for House Bill 269. I have all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I should go back.
What I know is that I'm just
because it's not
section 9.
What
page are
well, it
can you state that again?
It does include those.
It includes the region.
I'm sure I don't have it.
Did say
no, the house.
Not a